news out of Sacramento, the state budget. This is not big news. Still not a done deal. Look at them. They're just still working through the votes, trying to figure out what they're doing. This is a live shot from the state capitol. Yeah, this is live. This is what they're doing right now. Senate has taken two swings at passage tonight, but has come up three votes short. They vow not to leave until they get approval. 5 hours ago, the budget was passed in the assembly, but just barely.
All right, I'm here with Tim Kavanaugh, senior editor of Reason Magazine. What's going on tonight?
The assembly has passed the main part of the budget. They're right. Voting on a bunch of trailer bills that are needed to get the budget to work. One is deferring some subsidies for schools. Another is deferring a tax break for businesses. All this sort of finagling that we've been talking about over the past few days to make the budget work. The Senate is still out where the Woodbine twineth, and they have
tomorrow would be 100 day impasse.
We're coming up to 100 days on the impasse. So, but it's, you know, the Senate continues to revisit this. They're all having to work for their pay tonight, and so they're still in there and they're trying to get something passed.
All right, in the assembly, we had 7 Republicans come on board with the Democrats. They had to get that to make this happen. What grade do you give lawmakers tonight?
You should give them an F every night, but they it happened. A lot of people didn't vote. The way that we got to this 54-1 vote on the main budget is that there were actually just a lot of absent votes and so forth. So,
well, not an easy job.
Yeah, let's give them the gentleman's C tonight because they got something done.
All right, Ed Laskos is talking about this with somebody who wants the job next year and might have to deal with this problem, Meg Whitman. Ed,
you're right
take
about
it
that,
away.
Christine. Hey, Tim, good to see you. I've got a picture here. You've seen it before, and the folks at home, this is from the past week. And look at you got the governor there. His coat is off. You've got legislative leaders, both sides, shaking hands, everybody smiling. They're happy about a budget compromise. But this thing, why would you smile about that? This thing, the thing that bugs me about this, Tim, this is 99 days plus overdue.
Over the last 30 years, only 5 times has the legislature even gotten a budget to the governor by the June 15th deadline.
But so, somebody was saying, though, that everybody's smiling because everybody wins here, so they think.
The governor can say that he got some pushback on pensions. The Democrats can say that they blocked some cuts in spending and on education.
Even though the state law says July 1st, period, you got to have it in place.
It's if you break a law enough times, is it still a law? It's sort of over the last 30 years, only 5 times have they gotten it done by the deadline. So
good point, Tim. Thanks. Always nice chatting with you, Tim Kavanaugh.